Hello and welcome to the first episode of Riverside City Cape School. I'm Paul, your game master. If you listen to the first season of the podcast, you know me. If not, hey, listen to this episode zero, this one. Yeah. With me we have Natalie, who's playing...
Athena. I play Athena Richard.
Rob, who plays...
Travis Lang.
And last but not least, Art, who plays...
Christopher Hullard.
Awesome. All right, guys. So, when last we left off... Ooh, no. Question of the day. What was your character's favorite class in high school before coming to Cape School?
Definitely has to be shop.
Okay. That makes total sense, Rob. It really does. All right, Art?
It's going to be chemistry because my dad taught it.
Fair enough. Is this how you're going to explain your chemistry information, your chemistry knowledge? Okay, fair enough. Natalie?
Government and law.
That is the least teenage girl answer I've ever heard, so...
It fits her.
It really, really fits Athena. And also, her name, Athena, being, like, the, you know, the goddess of wisdom, that tracks hard. All right. So, we're going to roll right into it here. Who wants to do the recap? Well, I guess not really a recap. We're just going to roll right into it. So, at the end of the character intro episodes, the group was coming together to meet for the first time. So, I think that's where we're going to begin.
So, I've finished my 2 weeks of isolation?
Yes, your 2 weeks of isolation has just finished, Travis. You're a free man, kind of. You're going immediately into boarding school, effectively.
Yay!
Hey, you definitely opted in yourself. Let's be clear. You were given, hey, you want a regular school or cape school or superhero school? You're like, fucking sign me up! You have your powers. You know you can produce fire. You think there's something else there, but you're not 100% sure how it works. It's mostly...
I have magic is my powers, as far as I know.
As far as you're concerned. Art, how is Chris? So he's in the concrete jungle for the first time, really. I mean, it's a bit of a...
Well, it's not... I didn't come from that small of a town, but it was still smaller than...
The third biggest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It is 10 million people living in Riverside City. Now, 3 million of them live in their ecology, which is a large portion, but it is a big ass. It's effectively like going to New York or going to Chicago for the first time. It's culture shock.
Looking up a lot.
You do a lot of looking up.
Yeah.
She's not the only one.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you're looking because you're a fish out of water. But
exactly. Like you see, like the concrete's all dark gray or black. Which is really weird to you, and they explain that that is baronite. So baronite is made from the sand in the barrens of Riverside City. It's on the eastern edge that basically it's all this black sand that when mixed in with a little bit of it mixed in with concrete makes it almost indestructible. Every major skyscraper in the world is now made with tiny bits of baronite because it makes it so much.
So baronite would probably be one of the major exports from Riverside City.
100%. And there's a very, very tight restriction on how much can be removed at once, except for buildings in Riverside City. They have a grandfathered in deal where they can have a certain percentage enough that they can have what they need. They actually recently in our life figured out why concrete from Rome healed itself. Limeclasts. When they get wet, like when the water seeps into a crack, it makes a liquid that forms out and then seals up again. That's why Roman concrete was so much better than our concrete. They thought it was because of bad mixing. No, it was intentional. Natalie, so Athena is from San Francisco, but this is still a big change. It's much less tightly packed, ironically. If you've ever seen a map of San Francisco, it's tiny, but there's tons of people living there.
Yeah.
But there are more people here. So it's not actually
not too
bad.
A little bit busier, in a way.
Exactly.
I think San Francisco is more...
Chill?
Chill. Well, because you're on a... by the ocean, but this is more, you know, hustle and bustle.
In particular, in the places you've been to the Stacks, and you've been to New Milan. You've never really been to the residential areas because you never needed to.
Right.
So,
do I have a cat backpack? Did I put him in a cat backpack?
I would say that your cat's probably that. I would say that Murphy is probably in your room. In your room.
When I get there.
No. This is the next day when you're coming to like meet your team.
Oh,
you're Mendotychus?
I was thinking when she gets off the plane, she has those backpacks.
Yeah.
That's for cats. And with the little, like, little spaceship.
Oh, the bubble.
Plastic
the
bubble.
Yeah.
And his face is so angry.
Okay.
This is stupid.
Yes, he's like, this is the dumbest thing you've ever
done. But I love you, but this is so stupid.
This is such a dumb thing. Why did you do this to me? I will be pooping in your shoe for this.
Don't remember, he likes me. He
yes.
hates everyone else.
It doesn't mean it isn't going to poop in your shoe for putting him in a cat bubble. He's just letting you know it's there.
Yep.
If he was really mad, he wouldn't tell you.
I would.
All right. So, you guys are brought into a group of room with, without exaggeration, 150 teens, all your same age bracket. There is two distinct groups. About two-thirds are off on the left. And they're mingling and talking, and you hear a lot of like, yeah, my dad works at such and such place, and yeah, you know, I'm looking to get into this, you know. That, and you realize that is the civilian track. This is super school, not just capes. People learn to use their powers so they don't hurt them. And they were deemed, their powers were deemed dangerous enough that they needed to go through a super school versus just like, I can make my arm, you know, grow an extra 6 inches. That's not a power that gets you sent to super school. If your powers are dangerous enough, you go to super school so you can learn not to hurt yourself. These are people like, oh, I can produce a ball of fire in my hand. That's dangerous enough. You should probably learn how it works. And you know that the civilian track, they have the option to go 4 years. But generally speaking, it doesn't. You read in the pamphlet, it does end in 2 years, not four. But the cape track, the aggressive track, ends in 4 years. And you basically come out with an associate's degree or even a bachelor's degree in cape science is what they're calling it.
That's good. Would it be associates because it's 2 years?
It's not, though, because you're starting it in front of junior year of high school.
Okay.
It's essentially, because it's all in one, they can call it that. And it's enough credits, and it's accredited that it's... So, you guys are... And you kind of mingle over to that smaller group, because you guys all decided you're on the cape track. And Athena, you see...
Oh, God.
Tychus and Sylph standing off, pretty much striking a pose, like you've seen their parents do.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not siblings.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen their parents, individual parents, all striking that same, like...
Like, you're copying your mom.
Yes.
And you're copying your mom.
Yeah, Sylph is, like striking a modified Black Widow pose, but she's a little, like, more upright so she can, like, show off her assets better. And then
assets.
I'm being genteel about it.
I know.
And Tychus is standing in your classic Superman pose.
Mm-hmm.
Except for he is being much more chest out than shoulders out.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to show off how huge he is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're trying to amplify how awesome they are.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, you know, oh, we love them. And no one is giving them the time of day. And they see you and they give you, like, the up nod, like, get over here. And then we're going to go to the other group. While you think about that, I'm going to go to the other two. Travis, you were released last. So you're gonna go last. I'm just letting you know.
Yep, no, I
released
this.
Last.
Art, Chris, yes. Chris, you've been here for at least a couple days, so mm-hmm. you've kind of got the lay of the land. You haven't met anybody. They've been very careful to keep you isolated, so you don't
make new bonds before.
Correct, because they want your first real bond to be with your team, because the first person you meet in a new place. Immediately has a special place in your mind, even if it isn't a person you would actually want to interact with.
AKA Kiloton?
Of your own age group.
Okay.
There's someone I met in college who I could not tell you her name, but when I think of her fondly because she's the first new person I met.
Oh my gosh, I have that too!
Exactly. It's the first new person I met, and I gave her a bunch of advice about living in DeKalb. Hold on. I gave her a bunch of advice about living in that city she was in because she'd never been there before. And we talked about talking again, and it never happened, but I still think fondly of her. There's a psychological phenomenon for that. So they're trying to keep you guys separate, so you don't, you know, form a bond that wouldn't be good for you. So you're one of the first ones who got there, so you are one of the first ones let out into the mingling area. It's probably, like, 70 people in the non-cape section because they didn't have the restriction of being isolated, and maybe 10 or 15 in the other area and like the cape track, as they're gonna call it, or I'm gonna call it cape track just because I don't
so yeah, think. every female that I actually say hi to, I'm gonna give them a
grow a flower and hand it to him.
Art, you smooth fuck. all right, so let me actually have a list. I have a legitimate
list.
Get
your spreadsheet out.
Let me get my spreadsheet out and see if any of them react positively to that. Give me one sec.
That's fine.
You think of me.
I know you're not kidding.
I actually helped pick names and powers for these people.
It took me days.
Jeez, he's like, let's play a game of you picking names and you also picking powers. I'm like, fantastic, I'm picking my enemies.
Classes, classmates. Okay, master list.
Female? You have it by gender, too.
I do, yeah.
You are so smart.
Or fly.
Like he knew that this would happen.
Oh, I warned him ahead of time.
Players gotta play, I get it. Okay. All right. All good. It isn't that many. Thank God. I didn't do it to myself.
Well, you said there were only 10 people there, so.
Yeah.
Who is there currently?
We're going to go. We're only looking at the teams are a little. Well, there's a girl who doesn't she introduces herself as Brooke Meadows, and I'm going to give you a list of all these so you have them, but you can write it down for this. Brooke Meadows, and in her hair is a golden sunflower.
Oh.
But you look at it, and it moves. And you realize, you think that's actually a sunflower. It's just gold for some reason. And she reaches out, and she produces the same one, just like her hair, and gives it to you.
Oh. I'll say hi. How are you?
Doing really well. She is...
I think he was talking to a flower, not yes. her.
Oh, the flower says, oh, hi. And she looks at you like, and in the same language, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I didn't know anyone else here would have plant powers. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And she like doesn't know what to do. I'm going to give you specifics because I have all this detail and I'm going to give it to you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Brooke Meadows, she says, and she doesn't give you her cape name yet. I do have that determined though. Yep. She's 16, she's 5'4", and she has her body is in the perfect golden ratio, which you know what that means. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's real. And she has a golden blonde bob haircut. And she's dressed in like a bohemian style clothes. And she can control plants, just like you can. Great friend for you, not a good enemy, because your powers will just not...
Yeah, we'll bounce each other. Yeah.
Good thing she's pretty cool.
She sounds nice.
Let me roll. I'll just roll a d8. That'll. I'm gonna give you two more to talk to. Is that a one? No.
Ten.
There we go. No, there's only one on that team that fits. Okay. You also meet a Jessica Gonzalez. She's also 16. She's 5'10" with an athletic build. She's dark brown, shoulder length hair, and she's in athleisure wear. Like she's got yoga pants on and an Under Armour jacket and. She looks and you hand the flower and she says, that's awesome. And she warps like a bubble of something around it. And then she like just lets it hang in the air. And you watch as it is slowing, it's falling infinitesimally slowly. You figure it'd take at least 10 minutes to fall out of the bubble. And she just kind of looks at it. She says, that's really cool. So you mean you can control plants? You can make plants?
I'll give her another one. I'll pull a seed out of the pouch and have it grow in my hand and hand her another.
That's so cool. She sticks it right at the top of the bubble so that it like slowly sinks into it. She says, that's very cool. She says, plant control, right?
Yeah.
Or plant growth?
Yeah.
Kind of a mix?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's another girl over there.
Yeah, I've met her. She's very nice.
Brooke. Yeah. Yes. She seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much detail with these silly bitches.
You're welcome. You asked me to give you descriptions of these people.
And she is... I remember that.
Who did I?
I remember the plot hook about her. And then she says, oh, yeah. And she like looks at it. And then she looks at the flower that's floating. And she dismisses the bubble and catches. Thank you for the flowers.
You're welcome.
She's very... You've met, like, brainy jocks. She's one of those. She's one of those people who can live in both worlds and not at all worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. That's, she is fine living wherever she ends up. It's a, her name is Caden Yu, and she's 5'2", she's 16. She's, you know, got a lean build, black hair, long black hair. She's dressed very properly with, like, it looks like a uniform for a school, but this school doesn't have a uniform. But that's how she dresses. And and you see, and you hand her the flower, and she touches it, and it, like, you watch a tiny arc of lightning go up her off her fingers, up and run up the flower until it's now a black rose.
Love
goth.
The flower's like, ow, ow, oh, that's not that bad.
This is nice.
I'm not dead. This is
it's confused.
It's very confused. It knows it's gonna die because it's out of the air. Mm. But I'm not dead yet. Weird. Like, it got struck by lightning and didn't die. It's like, this doesn't make any sense. She also, and roll me a history check. Oh, she's got a Texan accent that I'm not going to do.
Well, we know that you can do a pretty good one from last episode, remember when you were using they say accent.
I'm not doing that right now.
Good.
Thank God.
Oh. History, huh?
Yeah.
11 plus 3 for 14.
It's actually high enough. You recognize her.
Oh.
And you look a little more closely, and you realize, Caden, you. She's a junior Olympian. Gold medalist twice over. In figure skating.
Okay.
And her part, and you know that she was in doubles, but she just kind of fell off the scene this past year.
Okay.
After she got her powers. And her partner was a guy, and he also fell off the face of the earth as well. They were the same age. Not related, but same age.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you make small talk with them.
Oh, yeah.
And then Athena walks in, and then, like, almost immediately behind you walks in Travis. Travis, you're introduced to people. Real people, not just through a TV screen or an AR screen. How do you react? Considering, like, back in your previous life, not being here, not like you died. In your old life, were you a people person or kind of someone who kept to yourself?
Introvert.
Somewhere in between not necessarily introverted, but not completely outgoing. But he's taking this as reinventing himself.
A new lease on life, so is he more people person or
he's
less
gonna
people
person? He's going to be trying to be more people person.
Okay.
Keyword is trying.
Got it. So, you guys, as you walk in, you kind of look over, and there is, you see the two posers out of the side, you know, the 6'8" monster named, you know, who's got Tychus on his shirt.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, his own name, like, and it's all stylized like it's a superhero name. And same thing with Sylvie, with Sylph, and you just, you know not to go talk to them. No one is within 15 feet of them. And they are glaring daggers at the girl in front of you.
I tap her on the shoulder. Do you know those freaks?
I nod.
Do you need to help? Mm-mm. Stay away from them?
I have to go talk to them. I have to go talk to them. I have to go talk to them and I go invisible. And then I just go.
Okay,
I'm sorry! You just hear from across the room, I'm sorry!
And you hear like a low-level drone. No unauthorized spark usage until the headmaster gets here. You've been talked to, Chris has been talked to enough times. They're like, how dangerous is your power? Yes, exactly, but they like checked you over for seeds, and you have flower seeds. They're like, yeah, that's fine. I don't give a shit.
Right, whatever.
But basically, you're like the one person who's allowed to use it. Everyone else gets yelled at, but you've proven that your power is genuinely harmless.
For now.
When I went out shopping.
Without given sourcing. Like, you need the right things nearby to be dangerous.
Yes.
And then you and the Brook Meadows are in a similar boat. So, you guys are you mingle a little bit. It's not too bad. Let's deal with Athena talking to the two muscle-bound idiots. Do you just appear in front of them? Freak them out?
Yes.
I got all wisdom saves for them. All right. Left is Tychus. Wow! I didn't want them to roll well. Tychus jolts a little bit, but Sylph doesn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
She is so focused on her pose.
So she appears and goes, boom!
Oh, look! It's Teeny!
Listen, We are not in San Francisco anymore, and you do not have to be mean.
But that's your nickname, Teeny.
No, it's not. You came up with that.
I think Marco came up with it.
No, he did not. It was you two. It was you two.
Well, you know, Marco didn't get a power.
Yeah.
Marco was like their boss. He didn't get powers.
Yeah.
So he's not here. But
it was Marco.
Yeah. But yeah, Marco came up with it, and he's pretty good. I mean, it's a good nickname.
But I already told him that I don't like that nickname, and you both still use it.
I mean, once you get a nickname, it's kind of stuck. Sorry. Dad said never to apologize. Nicknames stick.
My dad's told me that I should always apologize if I'm in the wrong.
And Sylph walks up like in front of Tychus and says, just get in line and pose.
I don't want to pose.
Did you not read the packet?
Yes. Are you kidding?
There was a required minimum amount of posing in front of the group.
Did I read the packet?
Yes. Did you found the loopholes.
Yes.
You found the loopholes, remember?
Yep. I did. I found the loopholes. I found some.
Did you tell them that?
No, I said I did. You know who my dad is, right? Like, I obviously read the packet.
Funny, dude. Fine, do whatever you want. And she just ignores your existence.
I get a little bit angry, and I feel like there's, like, a little bit of, like, an angry growl that comes out.
Freak? Get in line or get out.
So you are saying that you do not want me in this team if I walk away?
I didn't say that.
You don't want me a part of this team, correct?
I don't think I said anything like that. Where's my lawyer? Shit. I didn't say that. And as you just start walking away, right?
I start walking, yeah. I start walking away.
They broke the contract.
Yeah. They just broke the contract. Thank you!
And Tychus is looking at Sylph like, what did you do? And she's like, I don't know. She's dumb. Call the lawyers. They took our phones don't work. Call a lawyer. And they devolve into argument and they walk off into the corner so that people don't hear them. I have to decide who gets stuck with them, and I feel bad for that character. There's 7 to 20. Fuck, there is one that's going to be left out. Yeah, I got to find some other people I like or don't like and stick them in that team now.
Yep.
Son of a bitch. So, Athena, you are now free. And you notice that it looks like the person who talked to you when you came in is kind of wandering over to a guy who's kind
of... I'm sitting on the table and just, you know...
Just kind of vibing?
Vibing and...
Flowers, eh?
Yeah, you want one?
I have a habit of lighting on fire right now. Maybe not right now.
No.
I don't quite have control of my powers. All I know is I've caught myself on fire once.
Just once?
You also almost electrocuted yourself in the bathtub with electricity.
I also have some sort of lightning, too. I'm confused. I'm fine for now without the flower.
Basically, the cantrip elements you have, you've triggered those.
Yep.
Fire, lightning, force, cold, and force, I think?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So, you notice that the groups are... That there's a bunch of groups that are already pairing off, you know, trioing up or forming into trios because they were told, you know, find two people to go hang out with and get to know them. And you look around.
Fire, cold, psychic, no lightning.
Okay.
But I can have lightning from another source.
Yeah. Good deal. But you notice as you guys are talking, the other trios are forming, and you look up and you see the headmaster kind of just sitting up at the podium, you know, kind of checking his watch and leaning on one elbow. And it's a grizzled old veteran. The way he stands, the way he moves, reeks of military. And he's just kind of watching. He looks up at the AR screen behind him, and it says, "Form your trios." And all the other teams are forming up. And you look around, and now there's one other person alone, these two, and then Sylph and Tychus.
I run to them. I see that you two need a third person, so maybe it could be me. I just thought that would be kind of cool.
Calm down. Have a flower.
And I take it, and then I go invisible. And then I form back, and I'm like, I'm not supposed to use my powers. I don't want to get yelled at again.
Oh my god, it has to be her.
Oh no.
It's Madeline Wayne, who gets stuck with the other group. She's
skinny powerhouse, blonde, shorter length, bouncy curls, wears sundresses with Under Armour underneath, and she has super strength. They're going to love her.
They're going to love her.
And she's going to hate them.
And she's going to hate them.
Wait, that's Madeline Wayne, right? And the old man, the grizzled man up at the podium sighs when he sees the group, the 10 groups form, and he hollers over to the group in the corner, "Hey, get to the center." And like the good little soldiers they were trained to be, they hop to attention and move, like springboards to the middle. And Madeline just falls behind him, like, and you see her with her head in her hands, like, "What the fuck did I get myself into? I shouldn't be so indecisive."
As they're moving towards the center, if I can kind of slide up and hand her a flower,
she looks at you and she just like shakes her head, "Thanks." and the headmaster goes, "Hey, we said no powers. Come on, while I'm here,
it's nothing to harm. Everybody needs to have a little cheeriness in their life. Flowers make everybody happy.
Trust me, you'll get plenty of cheer when I'm done. Got it? Okay. All right." He says, "All right, students. I spent 20 years after my long career in the military special operations, I have been a trainer of young soldiers and capes for the last 20 years. If any of you have military parents, that you may have heard of Sergeant Joker, that's me." And you see one of them, like, literally shit a brief. He's like, "Holy shit." I like check themselves. And they snap to attention and do not move.
I will make a history check. Because I recently had a lot of
history
to look at.
Okay, go for it.
That is a 18 total.
Cool. You know that Joker is well known among the Cape community, and kind of among the paramilitary Cape community. When the surge happened, for years and years, he was just the baddest bitch who ever lived. He went on more special operations than anybody. No details about it, but it is confirmed through the FSA and the U.S. military. Yes, he was on X number of operations. In addition, the FSA has been using him to train their Cape forces for the last 20 years, specifically the ones who deal go to Warzone. About three years ago, he helped take down Reaper, a wannabe Necro.
Whirling
Reaper? They're just going to say Reaper, because it was a...
Because Reaper was the guy we rescued.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Whirling Reaper. Oh, okay. He led the team that took down Whirling Reaper in the Middle East, a wannabe takeover for Necro, since Necro had disappeared at that time. He resurfaced almost immediately afterward, actually. I did the timeline. He's known for taking power people and turning them into a significantly more effective version of themselves. And he takes no bullshit at all. He has been... The horror story that everyone knows is that he made someone who talked back to him do a 50-mile run before they were allowed to go to bed. And literally did not let them inside until they finished their 50-mile run. It took them 3 days because they were exhausted, but he made them finish it. So the person snapping your attention knows that story and may or may not know someone who did some shit like that and is very carefully not fucking up. Others do straighten up, but just that one particular.
Does my knowledge check do power set?
Oh yeah, he's mundane. He learned magic from a witch because he was pissed off that all the young cubs had power that he didn't. After everyone settles down, Joker just stands up there. He says, "You can call me Headmaster. You can call me Headmaster Joker. If I like you, you can call me Joker. I currently don't like any of you. So it's Headmaster or Headmaster Joker. Is that clear?"
And yes, sir.
Anyone who thought hard about it says, "Sir, yes, sir," or something like that. Or, "Yes, Headmaster," something to that effect. He says, "Am I clear?" And his voice booms out.
He learned thaumaturgy.
Yes, he did. Because he thought that would be useful. And he's a wizard. And he figured that shit out. And does everyone choruses in? Because you guys already did.
Yeah.
He says, "To those of you on my right," which is the group of non-cape track, he says, "You are here to learn to channel your powers in a non-destructive way. In a way that makes it so that you can use your powers effectively and not hurt yourselves with them. We have trainers who are phenomenal for that. I'm not one of them. If you have an issue, talk to Kiloton. He's much better with that kind of shit."
No.
"Unless you're deciding to change to the Cape Track, I don't want to talk to you." And he ignores their existence. some people get uppity and he just glares them down. He's very much so, if you're not willing to serve, I don't give a shit about your existence. And a couple of them, like, look at him and, like, look over at the cape class and, like, should we? And they get dragged back by people they were talking with. Like, no, don't be bullied into it. I'm gonna be rolling dice to see if any of them do change tracks. Cause I do have an eventuality for them. He looks back to the cape, you know, group and says, you are the inaugural class of cape, of what they're calling super school, but we all know it's cape school. For you it is, at least. You are going to be the newest generation of capes. You're going to be better trained. You're going to be trained as a team rather than as individuals. And you're going to help fight back the monsters and regain control of this world.
What the hell did I get myself into?
that was in the news you were watching.
I know, but he's still thinking out loud.
He says, everyone here has seen some monsters come in. They're not bad yet, but we've been told that the frequency of these attacks is going to be going up, not down. Until something stabilizes. We need to be that stabilizing force. Correction. Capes need to be that stabilizing force. And I need to get you all ready to become grade A capes when you leave here. Anyone who graduates from this place will be a class 4 cape. No, sorry. A class 2 cape when you leave. And you'll be able to test to be a class 3. For those who don't know, because I don't know if we ever said it in the podcast, class 1 capes are trainees. They don't really get missions. Class 2, you can go on patrol, but you need to have your mentor with you. Class 3 is most capes. They are allowed to patrol on their own, and they have a lot of leeway in what they're allowed to do. Class 4 are the trainers and the supervisors of the class 3s, and class 5 is a branch head. And class 6 is specifically world-level powers and the head of the FSA. Currently, Confluence and Izuka are the only two licensed class 6s for the FSA. There are others who are not part of the FSA, such as Zeus, Saren. But back to what we were talking about, getting your class 2 license immediately after leaving means that you can work as a professional cape as your job and make enough money to live. $40,000 a year, government job, benefits included, that's post-tax, which is a huge deal. And that's working for the FSA. If you want to work for someone else, I don't care. I just want you to be good capes out there. Hammer Industries is doing really good work. I heard Alano can finally have a cape team again after he kicked most of the board out. Elemental Fury are a solid team. The Cape Crusaders are gone. Thank God.
Long live the corporate Crusaders.
Do you say that? Or no. you wouldn't know that?
I don't know that. But
Athena might know that. No, she would know that, but it's like kind of like a slam on her parents. Mm-hmm. So she probably wouldn't. He says, I just hope that you guys don't end up on one of those corporate teams. Because they are just perfunctory capes. Capes in name, not in deed.
Eyes get big, nodding, correct.
And Tychus and Sylph look like they want to yell, but the glare from Joker has physical presence to it. Like, actually knocks them back a step, and they shut up.
Right, correct. Do not want to. Yes.
No, I want to see this happen.
I don't want to.
He looks over and he clicks an AR button, you know, that you can't see, but it's like on the, he taps something and the AR screen behind him changes to show the facility. It looks nothing like where you are right now. He says, when we are ready, every one of you is going to be entering a teleportation pod with your team. You'll go in, you'll teleport there, you'll be deposited, and then the teleportation pod will be sent back. No, you will not know the location of Cape School. This is for Super School. This is him, not me. This is for operational security. He's going to keep fumbling it because he is military to the core, and that's what he's used to saying. For the safety of the students, we are not allowing the exact location of Super School to be known. Know that there are an additional 4 Super Schools throughout the nation, all of which are starting on the same day. We are Cape School Prime. We are the shining example of what they're supposed to be. So I expect every one of you to step up. As the primary school, we are to be a shining example for what the other school should be. And there will be inter-school competitions. And I expect this school to win. Not to compete, to win. However, I, in all my years as an operator and as a trainer, ethics have been my number one priority. If I find any cheating, stealing, lying for personal gain to any professors, or me, specifically the lying part. I don't care if you lie to your classmates. I don't give a shit about that. It's if your power is lying, I'm not going to give you shit for lying. That's just how things are.
Pinocchio?
Don't lie to your teacher. Don't do anything to your professors that they don't ask you to. They're all here because they are the best at what they do. And with their help, we can win. We have the cream of the crop here. And he holds his hand out to the side, and you guys get to meet your teachers.
I'm going to whisper under my breath, "Uniform, sir."
He looks at you and glares.
Oh,
did he hear me all the way across the room?
I have this man stacked with some tech that was not available when you guys knew him. All right, so.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to introduce them kind of rapid fire because I'm not. When you actually have their class with them, I'll give a more detailed description. There is a. He holds his hand. He says, "This is Archivist. It's a man, black robes over a yellow paper colored suit, capital S suit, short brown hair, average height and weight, and it was a cape of 15 years. This is Boom Burst. He's a man, lime green suit with silver staffs all over it, blonde buzz cut, very tall and buff. He is a cape of 25 years. This is Gavelmeister, the Honorable Tiana McCoy. A woman, black robes over a stark white suit, capital S suit, short black bob, average height and weight, and she was a cape of 5 years, and however, she is an actual judge. So if you have legal questions, talk to her." Walking out. Nah, I'll do him now. One of 20 class 5 capes in the country is Zuka. He's a man, black suit with green highlights, with large pointy ears coming out the back of it. And he's also wearing like a blazer over it. And he's a cape of 10 years. And he is married to the head of the FSA. And there's like some oohs and like ahs. Like it's a big deal. He's a big deal. He's like early 40s at this point. Jack Hammer, a.k.a. Jack Hammond. And his brother, Sledgehammer. They both walk out. They are British expats.
Oh, no.
They have black and silver suits. Jack is more lithe. Sledge is more buff. But they walk out and they just wave together. Soliloquy. She's a woman with silver suit yellow suit with silver banding. She's very short, very slight, and she is the Hammer brothers are 20 years plus as capes. Soliloquy. It was a cape of 5 years, and if you want, you can roll a history or super's knowledge check. Is its own skill.
I have both.
You want supers then. It's significantly easier. It's like, might be possible at first level versus the second one, which is not possible at first level. I don't care how high your stats are.
Do we have any inspirations yet?
No.
We started with one last.
What would be?
Fine, you can all start with one.
Because I rolled five.
Don't waste it on this. But soliloquy.
11 plus 2?
No, you don't know.
Okay.
So, like I said, soliloquy. Like I said, woman, yellow suit. With silver banding around her extremities, and she's very, very slight. And she says, "Hi, everybody!" And Joker just glares at her, and she goes, "Sorry." And she just walks in line. And then the cheerleader, a woman, white and gold, mini white and gold suit with a mini skirt at the bottom. Obviously, it has legs, but there's also a mini skirt. And she's petite and very, very well endowed. She's the cheerleader, and she was a cape of. She's only been a cape since the surge. But she was an FSA agent for 20 plus. And she says, "Those are just the capes of our teaching staff. We also have..." I have six more to go. I did all of these. "The former Cowl Alchemistress, also known as Amber Anton." And she walks out and she kind of like waves. But she's not been a Cowl for almost 15 years. It's like femme fatale. Everyone knows she was a Cowl. They don't give a shit. She's a woman. Powers. She wears. These are not in suits. These are in. If they're in a suit at this point, these are just like a dress suit. She's in a dress, a power suit with a skirt, very fashion forward, and she's got long black hair. Jerby Phillips. He walks out. He's a man. Blue polo, jeans. You can 6 foot, bald. You can see he's got a very expensive watch on. It's obvious. If not a Rolex, like a Movado, something like that. Kiloton. He walks out. Clomp, 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 clomp. He waves. Man, silver metal skin, tall, ripped as hell. You've all met him. He brought most of you in, except Athena. Mm. You came in super late.
I came to.
No, you were introduced. I was just released. Yes, but you talked to Kiloton as like to get part of your history class. He was okay. Like the ethics of capes that you had to do. If you're going to explain how ethics of powers work, he was the guy who taught you. You've talked to him.
Okay.
Everyone here has talked to him except Athena.
Why would it be late?
Because your the company said it's you should be fashionably late, but still on time. So like dead on. It was a company decision, not something your parents. All right. Rebecca Sitars. You know, it's a small woman, athleisure wear, short, the opposite of the cheerleader, just kind of a board there. She waves and then she glares at the Joker when Joker get, like Joker has said nothing, but she glares at him anyway. Keith Flaherty, man, tall man, fit. He's got a water bottle on his hip with a carabiner. He has. If you went to RSCA, no one of you did. A couple of people wave at him like they know him. And then Beth Johnson. She's an older woman with long dresses, lots of pastel colors. She's short and she's more round. She gives off big grandmother vibes.
Love her already.
Until you meet her.
Bet she'll be like Pray Force's grandmother.
I don't.
You're not that far off. She's, and I quote, exacting. No half credit. All credit or nothing. I hate those. So, he says, these are your teachers for this class. Other guest lecturers may or may not come in, but this is who you've got. Like it or not. And he says, you're right, but quiet.
No, that was Natalie.
Oh, okay.
That was Natalie.
Okay. Then never mind, he doesn't say that. As I was saying, these are going to be your teachers for the year. You will all be given a class load, and the two groups will only mix on non-cape-related days. You will have cape days and non-cape days. And he's going to go on to explain your classes. Monday and Tuesday are real-life skill classes. Think math, English, history, shop, health, math, science, tech education, and ethics. Then Wednesday, Thursday are cape classes. Cowl identification, super law, power use outside of cape work. I'm going to send you guys this. Don't worry about it. Power use outside of cape work. Public speaking, paramedics, spark studies, traversal, and combat.
Question. Where does Arcana fit in this? The magical lore.
That would not be a freshman level course. These are just freshmen.
Gotcha.
You are the upperclassman and the freshman at the same time. You were the first class. Not like that bad X-Men. And then on Friday, depending on what track you're on, it looks over to the non-cape groups. He's like, hold on. Those of you not in the cave track, you will have real-life classes 5 days a week. Though you will have a quiz in every class every Friday. He turns back. He softens up. He says, Fridays will be assessment day. It will be one of your classes will be having an assessment. So you get one per week. So it means an eight-week cycle where you'll be given something to do. With one of your classes. It might be a mission outside the walls of the school if you've proven yourselves, or it could just be a combat test within the class, or an actual test, depending. Anyway, I hope I've given you all a good enough introduction. If you have any questions, ask my secretary. Can I get the first of the cape teams to come through the portal? And he like holds up to his left and like a curtain pulls aside, and there's a teleportation pod. You've seen them in the news. You've never seen. You've probably never been in one. They're white. I think the restraining pods from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a white box with windows on three sides and then a door. Walk inside. Let the door close. Count to five. Disappear.
Let's go.
I was gonna say. Yeah. Try to scoop them both up and try to be one of the first teams to go through.
Really? Okay, pick a skill that would let you be first. Because there's one other group who's really into being first. And it's not the corporate group.
Yeah, I bet they were...
They want to be dead
last. I bet that they were told to be...
Either last or right in the middle.
Or in the middle, yeah.
Fashionably late.
Yes.
So probably last. So pick a skill and tell me why it would let you get to the front of the line.
Poor Madeline's probably like, let's go now! And then they're like, no, we have to wait!
Do you want to make money? And she says, no, I want to be a cape, bitch!
Stupid question.
Yes. What's your skill, Art?
I'm going to do persuasion and see if the first group that's going up going, you sure that's really safe? Don't you want somebody else to do first?
Okay, I don't hate that.
Oh my gosh!
It sounds you're going to work together on this. Anyone else have anything else they want to try?
Blessing of the Raven Queen. 30-foot teleport. Put me ahead of them.
No power usage.
It's a racial ability.
It is a power. And also, you don't know you have it.
Okay.
Could I do acrobatics to get in?
I rolled first? To see if you would accidentally trigger it because you wanted to be first and you didn't. I rolled for it.
Could I use guidance acrobatics to help his to, like,
yes,
get you to the front?
Roll your acrobatics. You're pretty good at it, right?
Yeah.
Plus 9?
7.
7. You're not noticed for decent. Got it. Is it a 1 or a 20? So that's 11. Art, roll
4
your
plus persuasion. 7.
I'm giving guidance.
I'll take it. Okay.
So, plus 2.
10 plus 8 for 18 plus the 2 for 20.
All right, let's see. Let's roll that. Let's roll that insight. Let's roll that insight check from team
who team leader
formerly team 1. That's an 8. No, ooh, that's an 18. Hold on. You do have inspirations. So you could make me reroll that.
No, it's fine.
It may be a benefit being first.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll
burn it. I do love fucking with you guys. 13 plus 6 is 19.
We win.
Fine, go through. And this person is not happy that they're no longer first in line. They're very type A personality.
Team 1 will remember this.
No longer team 1. Yeah. You do notice that Brooke is part of that team. And she kind of like, yeah, guys, we should let him go.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a... Oh, I gotta move her to another team. Yeah, it was a 6'4" lanky guy. You later learn his name is Broderick, but they call him Roddy. And his that won't happen yet. And a girl, a six foot tall woman with model figure, who she's the one really wanted to be first. And you talk her out of it. And she says, "Fine, do whatever you want." And she just kind of like dismisses your existence. And you guys walk into the teleportation pod, and it says, "Welcome, Team 1."
Nice.
We're number one.
You will have until Friday to determine a new team name.
Team number one. Team
number one. You will always be referred to as Team One or by Team One dash Team One. Like it shows like a board. Team One dash. Insert team name here. You guys have weeks to make out of game. You have like 2 weeks to come up with that shit. Don't worry about it. So the doors close. You wait your 5 seconds. Zap. You are on a perfectly manicured lawn. There is a wall surrounding this entire area. The wall is like 250 feet high, surrounding the whole thing. But it is beautifully manicured. There is, and this is massive. You can see for 5 miles. It really is huge.
Where's the sun in reference to time of day?
You also hear, please exit the teleportation pod.
I'm going to look up at the sky.
I will push them out of the pod.
The time matches where you were.
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't make much sense when you think about it, because you should have seen this. You know, when you were flying over, you should have seen something this big. You didn't.
Cool.
And as you walk in, there's a very well dressed woman in a white blazer and white pants, you know, like a white skirt, and comes over, and she's got cute, you know, freckles on her face, and she's very cute. She's probably no more than 25, if that. She says, "Welcome, Team One. Come on, join me. I'll take you into. You're gonna get your first pick on dorm rooms.
Nice.
In addition, you will find. Let me know whichever room you pick, and I'll make sure that your reward is dropped in.
Okay.
Reward."
Fortune favors the bold.
For first.
Oh, yeah.
For being first. So,
And so she leads you back to the dorms, and all of the rooms are identical. It's though they're the ones, there's like the ones that are, and every room has its own ensuite. It's small. It's like, and there is like a bigger like bath area, but every room does have its own small shower, toilet, sink, the whole nine. So you don't have to go share with everybody else. It's obviously built to be self-contained. Like, if you got isolated to your own specific room inside your suite, you would still be able to function.
I want that in the woods.
Okay.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You guys are led to the second level of one of the towers.
Okay.
And yeah, you notice there's a bunch of towers throughout this. It's actually all towers, and there's one bigger building in the center. Like a dome that you
figure. Gymnasium. I can tell already.
feels very gymnasium.
Super gymnasium. Yeah. Like, there's gonna be enough room for real bursty, you know, like someone super strong to be able to jump and not hit the wall. And you
any vines growing up the side of the buildings?
Yes, actually. It looks like they encouraged it.
Good.
When you're going to find out that nowadays they found out how to make moss grow on concrete. It's with a coating. This has that treatment, so they're actually coated in moss, and you see vines growing alongside it as well.
Okay.
And you come close to the window and you open the window and it does open, and then you hear hi.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hope you guys are having a good time. Is it nice here?
Yeah, we get lots of water.
Oh, that's even better.
And the sun is perfect.
No clouds?
Yeah, some clouds.
Okay.
And you look above, and it looks like a regular sky. And
all right.
Is he talking?
I think so.
Oh, he's talking.
Yes, they're very helpful.
I trust you.
And the bigger the plant, the more intelligent it is. And this is a giant piece of moss the size of a building. It's actually it's that's probably sentient. Like 5 intelligence, which is really fucking high for a plant. Like vines, dum-dums. But this thing, like you've talked to a 500-year-old tree. It had like a 17 intelligence. It was a good conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. It talked really slow because it doesn't care. Yep. But you get what I'm talking about.
Nope.
I'm gonna
lean over to the moss and I'm going to tell him, well, there's going to be another person who's going to come here who's going to have a little sunflower. She's good. Let her know that we can communicate between us.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, my God.
And you guys from your window, which out towards the where you guys are at, the windows that look out towards the wooded area is not towards that central plaza.
That's fine.
So you're on the other side of the building, so you don't see when the other groups arrive.
Yep.
And you tell her we took suite 2, which is the nicest. It's in the best location. It's closest to the elevator.
Nice.
And closest to the cape shaft, which you realize you're now going to be certified to use. After that's like one of your first classes. It's learning to use a cape shaft so you don't hurt yourself. And everyone knows cape shaft is where, you know, the tube that goes down the middle of a building so capes can get in and out of a building without destroying it.
Yep.
That's just for the audience, in case they don't remember. So you guys make your way, and you go back and you talk to this woman who introduces herself as...
Is she a house mother?
No. Yes, she will be. Her name is Bridget Lance. She says, you can call me Ms. Lance or just Bridget. And she gives off... She makes so much sense as your mentor, and you'll understand why. She says, I'm also going to be the mentor for Team 1. That we had someone else lined up, but they fell through. Sorry, you won't get to be working with O'Malley. And anyone who has any history at all knows that O'Malley is like... He worked with Thunder. Like, that was a big deal. You would have got to work with him. And he said there was a young girl who needed a guardian, and he took it up. She says, like I said, I'm Bridget Lance. You can just call me Bridget. I'm going to be your mentor. If you guys would like, come up to the top floor with me, and there's a coffee bar up there, and I can walk you guys through kind of what's going to be going on.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So you follow her up, and when you get up there, she goes up first while you guys are getting your stuff settled in. And you meet her up there probably 10 minutes later once you get your bags put away, your stuff unpacked. Because you're going to be here for at least a year, if not probably longer. Because your teams aren't going to change unless someone's added or removed. And so you unpack your stuff. You come up and she's sitting behind an obviously professional like coffee machine, espresso machine. And she says, what do you have? Coffee, tea. I can do pretty much any kind of drink you can get at a Starbucks here.
Starbucks exists here?
Nice.
Oh, thank goodness. Something, I know.
And she said, I read in your file. That makes more sense than it would have. Yes. Yes, it does. Not as big, apparently, as it is in your world. But yeah. They stay more to their grassroots, I guess. But we actually did a business. I had to do it. They're writing papers about things you've talked about. You may be credited.
Cool. Is there any money in it?
Yes.
I was about to say, I need to talk to my lawyer.
Though you won't be able to...
I know a lawyer.
Though you won't be able to take it in until you're 18. So it'll go into your a trust fund for you. I digress. I'm Bridget. What do you want? How about this? She hands you each a what looks like a credit card.
I figured it'd be something attuned to a bracelet.
Yes, it is. But it does have a physical form. So it could be stolen.
Okay.
Oh. You leave it in your. You tap it to your. You tap it to your AR bracelets or AR earrings, whatever your AR device is, or your correction. She's going to do two things. She's going to slide you what looks like a fancy watch. It's a box with a fancy watch, a fancy looking watch inside, as well as what looks like a box of earbuds, as well as that credit card looking thing I told you about. She says, "So the rest of the teams are going to get two of these pieces. You're the only one who got the thing on the third. Those are comm links. They are going to pair with your phone, and you will take them with you to every class. They are much hardier than your average cell phone. Though they can maintain all functionality, though they don't look quite as nice. They will mesh with the suit you are given in your first class and become part of it. So that whenever you summon your suit, it'll summon this. It will not be visible unless you want it to be. It is nanotech from Claw Technology. And everyone understand so far?
Let's see if I've learned about Claw Technology. That's an 18 on the die, so yes.
Yes, you know about nanotechnology. You kind of blew your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
That it exists, basically, and that's about it. It blows your mind. You're like, this shit should. Okay, you know what? Superheroes exist. I got it. That's fine. She points to the box. It looks like it's full of earbuds. You open it up, and there's like nothing there. And then she says, "These you're gonna put these in your ears. These are invisible and undetectable. I'm sorry, not undetectable. They
doesn't she have the ability to see."
They're not actually invisible. They do not go in your ear. They go behind your ear. They go behind your ear, and they actually sink into your skin. There,
oh.
Oh, don't worry. It
doesn't hurt.
It's a subdermal much. Patch. It pull it out. It's like a patch. You put it on, and it sinks in. They're good for 6 months. So every semester you'll need a new one. These three are paired to your team. Tap it once. To activate Veronica?
Who's Veronica?
Yeah.
She is the school's AI. She'll answer questions you have. If you like, where's my class? And she'll be able to display things in AR for you. She was designed off of the FSA's version, Jen, but we've been told she's significantly less robust. She only has access to things on the school server.
Nice.
I think I know where she came from.
What? The third thing, please put your patches on. And she explains how to use them. Two taps activates Veronica. One tap activates one for Veronica. Two for two will contact your team. Sorry, three. No, one for Veronica. Three for your team. Two is a glitch. Like if you do two, it won't do anything. It's like an accidental touch, you know. But I wish things had that. Like if you accidentally dumb finger, it doesn't trigger something else. It's like it's one or three. Yeah. One for Veronica, three for contacting your team. And if you do it three times and then hold, you'll hear a voice asking for which teammate you'd like to call.
Okay.
And to answer the call, it's a single tap. Understood?
Yes. Okay.
The third item you'll see in there is your point card for the school. We don't operate on money at this school. We don't want to give an advantage to those who are more wealthy compared to those who are just trying their hardest. So it's a point-based system. All food and lodging you need is provided. All training materials provided. Anything you want that might give you an edge, that's where your costs come.
Can you trade points between people?
There must be. I'm glad you asked.
I was going to ask something similar.
All right. The we call them coins. Coins are primarily given out as rewards for completing missions for Cape School. They're also given out as rewards for doing well on tests or completing tasks. Or Cape School. Coins are the primary form of currency used within the school. However, there are other kudos and things that you can gain that you can use as currency as well. They can be traded between students and even staff, though the latter must be done officially through a recognized intermediary. Let's say you do a task specifically for a certain teacher and he says, I'd like to give you a coin. That needs to be watched by another teacher. So you can't extort a teacher to get something out of them. There are currency exchange rates. Because there are four tiers of There are four tiers of coin. Five tiers of coin. It's copper, silver, gold, platinum, astral. Going down in rank is a 1 to 5. So if you have a silver, you can get 5 copper. Going up is 100 to 1.
Ooh.
100 copper gives you a silver. This may seem excessive, but the items you can purchase with these coins are significantly more powerful at the higher tiers. Mechanically, the items in the copper tier are like common, maybe uncommon, all the way up to like gold. There's very rare items, all the way up to astral is legendary stuff. Maybe even artifact level. If I ever end up filling that, I think I did put things in there, but it's things like astral would be like the manuals, okay. Cauldron of Rebirth, crystal balls, rings of elemental control. Those are in the astral shop versus like a copper shop contains a wand of pyrotechnic, makes a little fireball, ring of featherfall, a tiny stuffed animal that stops bad dreams. Actually, by the end, not me.
That is absolutely precious. It is
the cuddly Strixhaven mascot.
Are you serious? That is so cute. Also, number two, I love that you came up with a system of this, you know, currency for the school. Only, like, I could tell, like, going rule from rule, I'm just like, Paul thought to himself, how could these people break the system, exploit everything. Also,
one thing. She says, in addition, trading between teammates is on a loan basis. You may not buy something for your teammates. It may seem excessive, but we're looking to avoid people pooling all of their resources into one person. Work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Not as one strong individual dragging two people behind you. And Athena, you immediately think of Tychus and Sylph absolutely trying to do that.
Yeah.
Stack everything on one person and just let them go to town.
Question then. What if when we're out on an adventure and we come across an item, how would we determine who gets it? And then how
you would reach out to me. You may use it on the mission. When you come back, we'll discuss it.
So we have to clear inventory view?
Correct. I'm your mentor as well as your advisor. So okay. I'm in charge of making sure that you follow within the school's guidelines. If you find a rocket launcher out in the wild, you're probably not going to get to keep it, but you will get a point value for it. You will get a coin value for it.
What happens if we don't clear an item?
There is a demerit system. Enough demerits and you will have your grades docked, and if enough, you will be removed from the school.
Have I looked?
It is extensive.
Have I looked?
Extensively? No. Have you looked through it? Generally, yes. It's like 180 pages.
Have I gotten to see it?
Yes, demerits are tough.
Is there a way that we can, like, is there a bit of, like, a clause?
No.
About keeping items?
It was written by Gavelmeister. And she'll tell you that. She said the rule book was written by Gavelmeister with the assistance of the entire staff.
So I think she's trying to think, like, what if, I know she's probably not, but in her head she's probably thinking, how could this person kind of be like, I don't think you should actually use that weapon because it's actually extremely powerful and we just keep it.
That's not something she would do. She doesn't care if you find something that outbalances your opponents. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's more, that will be dangerous for the school and for your health. I'm going to take that away
from you. Maybe not. Okay. Then, okay. All right.
Something like a poisonous dagger.
So.
Might be fine because you might be immune to poison. Mm-hmm. But you would be given it when you go out on missions. You wouldn't have access to it at the school. And she says, certain things I will take and you will be given them when you go out on a mission. Because that is a fair way to do it.
As for no pranking and foolishness and such.
Let's get down and ask the actual question. Is there gambling allowed between teams?
Yes, gambling is allowed within teams. Between teams. However, all gambling is done through an arbitration system.
Mm-hmm.
You'll ask Veronica, she'll walk you through it.
Okay.
Veronica, if you say something like, Veronica, I'd like to make a bet with it. Teams X, you know, this and this team would like to make a bet, she will arbitrate.
Oh my god. I love it.
How else are you going to get coins?
That's so true.
I mean.
All right. And as she, you know, kind of walks you through more about how the school works, how classes work, I think that's a good time for us to wrap up.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.